Jeff Amos, began at the DMR as a junior traffic survey draftsman. Initially, his priorities were directed to the design of new signs.
The role of the traffic survey draftsman was essentially to design road signs. As cars were improving and the roads were improving, we tended to follow America in a lot of the technology of road design, road construction and road management. But that didn't stop us doing a lot of our own research. We played around a lot in the office with new signs and actually made signs in the office. We had an iron and some cloth, and the material is heat sensitive, and we'd cut all the letters out, use the iron to iron it all on. And that was our test bed. We did all the designs by hand. They're all on thin paper, which we roughed out the sign design, and there were certain standards about spacing above words and below words and arrows and route markers and those sorts of things. So they're all drawn by hand. They're all in pencil, very carefully lettered and documented. I recall that for at least half an hour to an hour every day, we had to practice our lettering. And we had lettering guides, and John Limbury, who was the senior draftsman at the time, he insisted that we spend the time to perfect our skills. And I have to say that I can still write neatly if I put my mind to it. And I guess a lot of that goes back to John Limbury and his insistence that we practice day by day.
John Limbury had drawn tourist maps for the NRMA before joining the DMR's urban planning section, where challenges were many and resources were few.
At the time, I think the department was producing about 15,000 signs a year, and 2,000 required separate drawings. So we were reaching a stage where we couldn't cope.
John McCarroll developed the computer program so that you could draw signs on computer and set them out at our central workshops at Granville on a sheet of aluminium and cut it out to size and cut the letters out to size, and all of that was computerised. And that's, in the 1970s, that was pretty revolutionary stuff.
The computer program was a real blessing. The computer could draw a sign in about 10 to 20 minutes compared with 3 to 4 hours by hand. We found that for direction signs, where they had fairly lengthy names of destinations, that the lowercase letters were preferable there, because if you couldn't read the whole of the word, you'd get the shape of it and you could probably recognise it from the shape.
It was an interesting time, and we really broke a lot of ground in those early days. We designed some new signs. You know, we're looking at symbol signs rather than word signs in those days. We used to test the different reflective material to see which was best. We'd go down to the basement of 309 Castle Ray Street and turn all the lights off and get a car headlight a certain distance away, and we'd get people to look at the signs under different lighting conditions and tell us which was the best colour combinations. Black on yellow, yellow on black, black on white, white on black. All of those combinations we tried and tested.
We'd have a freeway with a good pavement on it, just about ready to be opened or something like that, but still closed. And we did experiments on that using a car, nighttime, daytime, and all the different types of signs were checked that way. They were evaluated with high beam and low beam at different speeds. Some of the reflectivity was too severe, and it used to blur the signs, and we tried various measures to combat that.
There were 30 draftsmen in the office when Steve Anion-Smith joined the DMR in 1975. He soon discovered that there were many types of signs.
The main categories of signs are regulatory signs. These are signs that regulate the movement of traffic. Things like speed limits, no right turn, all traffic, keep left. Then there are warning signs. These are black and yellow signs that warn road users of permanent or temporary hazards on the road ahead. And guide signs, which is by far the most obvious sign type, and these are split further into three main categories: the green and whites, which direct traffic to focal point towns or cities that might include route markers, highway names. Then there are service signs with a white legend on a blue background. These signs detail destinations such as airports, hospitals, regional shopping centres, as well as roadside services like accommodation, petrol, food, rest areas, things like that. And then Of course, there are the brown and white tourist signs, which direct travellers to major tourist attractions or regional tourist drives or tourism regions, things like that.